Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. Day 50 of our walk through the book of Hebrews, and we begin chapter 13, the final chapter of this wonderful book. Looking at the first three verses today and asking this question, why don't we love better? Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. It's Hebrews 13, 1-3 in the English Standard Version. Well, we could probably all make a list of things we wish we did better than we do. I wish I was a better husband and father, loving and leading my wife and children more consistently. I wish I had more self-control in my diet, resisting the urge to stress-eat junk food. I wish I was more disciplined in my exercise program. So why am I not better at these things? Well, almost always, some other desire or drive overpowers my desires in these areas of my life. So my desire to be productive and work hard takes away from my time with my family. My desire to scratch the itch of stress by eating junk outweighs my desire to continue to get healthier. And my felt need to be busy doing other things keeps me from exercise. I'm sure you can probably relate to my own experiences, although your list may be very different from mine. I mean, after all, people make New Year's resolutions and break them by January 5th every year for a reason. But one thing that should be at the very top of our lists and should get our undivided attention as believers is this: why don't we love better than we do? Hebrews 13 is a practical application chapter. It gives us a list of everyday ways that the gospel should change the lives of believers in matters of marriage and money, leadership, worship, hospitality, suffering, and perseverance. The chapter is introduced with a short and direct exhortation, "Let brotherly love continue." It may seem strange that an exhortation to brotherly love should follow right after the words consuming fire, but the call to love is the first outworking of the closing call of Hebrews 12, which says, "Let us therefore be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue." Let us be grateful and let us worship acceptably. How can we show our gratitude and our right worship in our daily lives? By loving one another well. You see, we need to actually love the brothers and sisters who are fellow citizens with us in God's heavenly kingdom, and fellow worshipers with us of the same holy God who is a consuming fire. But we don't really, right? Why not? Well, I can think of many factors that are involved: busyness, laziness, selfishness, worldliness. However, there is one key factor that we often overlook. Sometimes we're not very good at loving one another because we are too busy fearing one another. Why would we hesitate to open up our homes to a traveling brother or sister in Christ? Well, maybe we're afraid that they'll turn out to be some crazy person who could hurt us. Why don't we invite people into our homes more often? Maybe we're afraid they'll see our mess and judge us or reject us as inadequate, disorganized failures. We're afraid of being seen, of being rejected, of being harmed by others. And so we play it safe, we keep our distance, we lock our doors, and we keep the world out. Paul Tripp very effectively explores these ideas in his wonderful book, When People Are Big and God Is Small. If we find our fears and insecurities outweighing our desire to love our brothers and sisters, we need to replace those fears and anxieties with the fear of the Lord. And we need to love others out of gratitude for the love of God. That's exactly what Hebrews 12:28-13:3 is calling us to do. Fear the Lord. Be grateful that he has given us an unshakable kingdom instead of condemnation. Worship him with reverence and awe, and love one another. Only a God-shaped and God-empowered love is big enough and strong enough to overcome our fear of man. So let us worship God with trembling gratitude, and let us love one another, risking rejection because we are unshakable in him.